Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in Denver, Colorado writes in an email, I'm 20 and a student athlete in college. I've been sidelined for a little while with a torn ACL. Do you know anything that might help the rehab process? Well, it depends. I mean, obviously, hopefully, you had surgery. I'm a big fan. If you do tear the ACL, surgery is a great option. That is where modern medical science comes in, and it is absolutely amazing. Why? Because I tore mine and repaired, and it is good as new. And so I know these things personally. But the surgery itself is great, and there's different options. You can do a graft, which is where they use a graft of your own patellar tendon, which is the strongest, actually, for the repair with the longest recovery. Or you can go with a cadaver graft, which obviously would be someone else's, but it works well. And the strength of it will not be as strong, but it's very close. And the recovery time is about half. So that's another good option. So there's a couple of ways that they can do it. And I'll tell you that the surgery is amazing. Now the orthopedic surgeons that are doing this are just amazing at it. And obviously the top athletes that get torn ACLs used to be a career-ending injury. And now gals are back on the field or on the court fairly soon, still being able to perform. So pretty amazing. But yeah, as far as the healing process goes with the ACL, there's a lot of extra therapy that you can look into. One is a new laser that's been approved by the FDA, and a lot of sports teams are using it. It's a cold or low-level laser. It increases the healing process very quickly and, of course, reduces the potential for scar tissue and any type of scar buildup around and inside the knee joint as it's healing, which can increase performance. So a couple things to think about. And then, of course, your diet is going to be a key. The food you put inside your body can increase healing. Vitamin D is really important. And go to your primary care physician, and when they typically run your blood work, just have them tack on a vitamin D. It can be a real key player in the healing process when you're dealing with any type of joint that could have been torn and repaired. It's amazing. That and the omega-3 fatty acids, such as in a good omega-3 fish oil, cod liver oil, of course, all of those are excellent when you're looking at the recovery process. Make sure you're eating non-inflammatory foods. Obviously, you're wanting to stay away from any type of inflammation because you're trying to reduce that so the healing process can be increased. Thanks for that email. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can check us out at drasa.com, the website, and there you can sign up for Facebook and Twitter, of course. Stay on top of everything going on with the show and everything going on in our company as well to empower your health and your life. And don't forget, you can always get our email newsletter that comes out each and every week. Let's go now to Elaine. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
And good to talk to you. I've always heard you talk about vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the doctor the other day, and he told me my vitamin D was down to 12.
My goodness.
And I didn't know if there's – I never thought to ask him if there's something I can eat, or should I just take vitamin D, or what is the best way to get this filled up.
Well, did your physician – did they talk to you about options? Did he suggest supplementation, or did they – what did he tell you?
He just told me to take, like – 5,000 units a day.
That's good. That's good advice.
Is it?
Yeah, but make sure there's a lot of different vitamin D's out there. And, of course, not all vitamin D is the same. And the absorption of vitamin D is a real key So you just, you know, if you go out to, you know, a local discount store and you get vitamin D tablets for $10, you're going to get $10 worth of supplements, if you know what I mean, as far as it may say 5,000 units in the gel cap, but they're not really regulated. And so the absorption and whatnot, I mean, it may be good, it may not be. So the quality is questionable typically. There's a bioidentical liquid vitamin D that I'm a big fan of that absorbs very well. You always want to take vitamin D, too, with meals. Some people say you can just take it whenever, but not really. It's a fat-soluble vitamin. And fat-soluble vitamins usually absorb better when you take them with food and when you have a little bit of fat in the meal that you take it with. So it can rapidly absorb into the tissues, and the body can utilize it much better. So a lot of times it's good to take it. If you're, let's say your evening meal contains a decent amount of fat in it, good fats, of course, then it can be really good to take the vitamin D with dinner. It's typically a good way to do it. So just something to think about, because vitamin D obviously is a key. And the old school, well, not even old school, the new school, is that they're giving 50,000 units of vitamin D because it's fat-soluble once a week, and then allowing it just kind of dissipates throughout the week. I'm a bigger fan of taking daily doses. You can do whatever. The research is out, evidence-based, around taking the 50,000 units a week, and so that's why a lot of the docs will go with it. But still, you know, it is fat-soluble, and it does work. But I'm a bigger fan, personally, for myself, of doing things daily. When you freak out when you go to the doctor, and because of the white coat, you think there's something going on. You're getting, you know, when we were kids, we thought we were getting a shot. I was with a physician the other day, and we were seeing some patients, and it was unbelievable. I mean, it was just so funny. Not funny, it was sad, but I remember being 6 years old. I mean, you can remember being that young and, you know, seeing them, just a child that young, just terrified. And it was just amazing. So it's one of those things they call the white coat syndrome. And we've heard about it. We've probably all experienced it at some time. But they're doing a study now, and they've found that things like hypertension, different diagnoses and different health challenges, could be a common side effect of the white coat syndrome. And they're saying in a study that potentially physicians could be overprescribing the blood pressure medication without kind of having the patient go and double check the blood pressure and get extra readings to make sure that it's not just something that might be going on inside, you know, just the doctor's office. It could be just a reaction, a stress reaction, or a slight anxiety reaction. But they're doing a study at Duke University in Durham, Virginia Medical Center, and they're reporting that blood pressure readings taken in doctor's offices were consistently higher than those taken at home or in a research setting. Doctors largely rely on one or two blood pressure readings taken in their offices to determine if patients need treatment for high blood pressure, and this is standard, or if hypertension is adequately controlled in patients who are already on medication. The researchers concluded that repeated measurements taken at home may give a more accurate picture of blood pressure control than a single reading in the doctor's office. The Duke Assistant Professor of Medicine, Benjamin Powers, MD, who led the research team, says that the finding lends credence to the notion that the stress of a medical exam can cause large elevations in blood pressure. So, interesting. Says blood pressure normally fluctuates in these situations from hour to hour, from day to day, they said in the study. And the study included 444 male veterans being treated for hypertension who had blood pressure readings taken at three different settings: a doctor's office, home, and also in the research setting. And one in three patients had either consistently controlled or uncontrolled blood pressure across all three settings over the 18-month study. And the researchers concluded that blood pressure needs to be tested 5 or 6 times to give the best estimate of the patient's true status. And I agree with that. That's a fantastic study. And that is a great study that combines behavioral medicine, really, and our environmental medicine with what happens in the doctor's office. I think there'll be more on that to come.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals on 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. Amazing to me, there's a skin condition called eczema. We've all heard about it. If you don't know what it is, eczema is actually a skin condition where there's, they call it more of an itch that happens to have a rash, is the way they put it many times. In a medical setting, and basically you'll have these little patches of skin that are eruptions that will just, I mean, they will itch so bad, and of course it makes the skin burn, and they can be in little rings, or they can be in little patches. They turn red, and it can be very, very painful. A lot of times topical steroids are what are used to calm that down for about 7 days, and that typically works as far as to get rid of the symptom of it. But the root cause, a lot of times, even in traditional studies now, They're saying that there's a link to potential food allergies and a lot of what's going on inside the body, which they're saying there's no direct cause that they're saying, but they're saying it could be a strong link. But, you know, the realization is that skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. And so we typically treat, or most physicians typically will look at, and they will typically, the standard of care, I guess is the better way to say that, is to use topical creams and, of course, you know, the steroids, corticosteroids, and they do get good relief. You know, there's a lot of different theories behind it as far as, you know, elimination of certain foods, tomatoes and wheat products, cow's milk, dairy, which I'm a big fan of. I think that's one of the best things that you could do, in my opinion, when you're dealing with any kind of skin irritation, is to clear out the gut. You clear out the gut, you clear out the skin. The skin's the largest organ we have, and it's a great reflection of what's going on with the skin typically when something's going on with the gut. But just interesting, I was reading a study the other day about eczema and just all the different creams and whatnot that they're using for that. And again, when we look at what we're extremely deficient in our country today, like omega-3 fatty acids, the omega-3 fatty acids are so important for the health of our skin, for the health of our gut, for cutting down the inflammation within the body. And we just, our kids, which are the big culprits, I have a friend that is a physician, and she began giving her daughter the omega-3 fats in the cod liver oil, and was suffering with severe asthma, and eczema. And the child began to do very well. Talked to some pediatricians as well that have been implementing some of that. So it's interesting to see, and you see the studies out there now where they're talking about a lot more of the natural type of items, I guess, to be able to help the body. And we're going to see that more and more. But again, a lot of people right now, eczema is interesting because it really does have a strong, like they're saying, and I agree with the evidence-based crowd, and they're not going to directly say that foods directly cause eczema. They're not going to say that because there's no direct study yet. But I believe it will come. But just know that food allergies are linked. And just a moment, we're going to talk about how food allergies are linked to more issues in health than we originally thought. So but right now we're going to go to Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
My question is, I have just completed 6 weeks of physical therapy for my right knee, which I had an arthroscopy on March 31st.
Okay.
I had two large meniscal tears at that time. My therapist says that even though I have improved, I still have a very valgus knee, and that I'm probably looking at a knee replacement. Any advice, help will be greatly appreciated.
We've gone through all the physical therapy, and I guess they're happy for the most part. They said that you come through the therapy plan that they've laid out for you very well. Are they pleased with that?
Yes, and everything that I have completed, I've done well with. I have gained strength and muscle tone back in. The glutes and all of the muscle structure around it. By the way, I do have psoriatic arthritis also.
Okay.
But anyway, the knee remains swollen. I continue to have stabbing pains in it. It's very unstable. So she said that I have completed, there's really nothing else. Everything that they had to offer, I completed it and done really well with, continue an exercise program at home. And she said there really is nothing else that she has to offer.
When you had the knee, Carolyn, when you had the knee scope, what did they work on? Were they working on the meniscus? Were they working on an ACL? What were they doing?
No, I had two very large meniscal tears, one on each side of the joint.
Okay. So they went in and repaired that. And then, of course, supposedly everything is well, but you still got a valgus shift to the knee, and they think that it's causing it to be a little bit off track, and that's what's causing the inflammation. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So you're asking me what's the next move, but I want to ask you, what have they told you is the next move from the PT perspective and from the orthopedic surgeon's perspective?
I see the orthopedic surgeon this week. I just did not want to go back because I couldn't get it in my head that I needed a new knee. And my physical therapist, who I've known for 15 years and have used for other problems, the physical therapist has just said it's time.
Are you overweight?
Well, I'm 5'8" and I weigh 175.
It is overweight, but it's not just over the top. I mean, you could stand to lose at least 30 pounds, probably.
Well, I'll tell you what wrecked my knee. I had a severe bad back for 25 years. I had an incomplete diagnosis and found a surgeon 3 years ago who fixed it completely.
Well, that's great. Well, I mean, I think the next best thing is, I know you don't want to hear that it's time, but if the people around you are telling you it's time, I mean, they're the ones that are looking at the different diagnostic testing, they're looking at the x-rays and MRIs and whatnot, and they're doing the follow-up. So again, it's all about how much tissue has been degraded and you know the degeneration all around the knee. There's a lot you can do to increase the joint health, and you know that might be able to buy you some time. And I would talk to you, if you're going to your orthopedic surgeon, I would talk to them about that. Your eating plan is going to be important, but again, it's not going to regenerate the cartilage and everything that's in the knee overnight. There might be some things that you can do to see if you can buy yourself maybe another year, but I would talk to the ortho about that and then do some research, and if you have him want some more information there. But I would go first to the orthopedic surgeon, get their full viewpoint based on the testing. And then if you want to shoot me an email, I'd be glad to do that. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here.
Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out there on the website. Food allergies we were talking about, and just a big, big issue. We're seeing it more and more. We're seeing it not just with kids, but also with adults. And you can build up sensitivities in the body, like with things like wheat, as well as cow's milk dairy has a protein in it called casein. Some are allergic to soy and peanuts and tomatoes. There's a lot of different allergies out there. It can trigger quite a bit within the body. Wheat has a protein in it called gluten, and we've known of a pretty severe, well, I would say it is serious, condition called celiac disease, and it can be life-threatening. And most people don't have celiac, but yet they still have a gluten intolerance or a gluten sensitivity. And, of course, gluten is in just about every grain that we have, flour-based food in America. You think about it, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of the different flour-based foods they're in. And, of course, it can cause a pretty serious reaction. A lot of people get tired. They can have things like chronic fatigue. They can have a lot of different issues that can be challenging. So we've seen that a lot with gluten. But foods, allergies and food sensitivities are something that we're seeing more and more. And there was an article that came out. It says the largest study ever to track childhood food allergies in the U.S. shows that they may be more common and more dangerous than previously recognized. And I'm so glad that they've done this because I've been a big believer in this for a very long time. The study is a detailed survey of families with at least one child younger than 18, showing that 89% of kids under 18 are allergic to at least one food. The surveys for about 38,000 children were completed, and the studies, including a government survey published recently in this article. And it's interesting because with that high of a percentage, so many kids that we're seeing are being challenged with these different food allergies. And a lot of kids are not being really tested for that. And it's pretty incredible. But they're saying in the study that allergies to peanuts were the most commonly reported. And, of course, milk and shellfish allergies ranked second and third. Tree nuts, eggs, fin fish, strawberry, wheat, and soy rounded out the top nine of the food triggers. This study shows there's a very high, or higher than we thought, prevalence of food allergy in the U.S., said Susan Cheval, who's a physician and a pediatric allergist at the Cohen Children's Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York. She was not involved in the study, but yet just commented on things that she saw. We see this in our clinic, Cheval says. Tons and tons and tons of food allergies, she reported. Many food allergies in children are mild and will fade over time. But in other cases, reactions to food can be dangerous and even deadly. A new study offers that one of the first estimates of the severe reactions in children, showing that many kids with food allergies experience severe symptoms such as wheezing and anaphylaxis, which is characterized by difficulty breathing and sudden drop in blood pressure. I don't think people quite understand food allergies, says a study researcher, Richard Gupta, who's a physician and master's in public health. He's assistant professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. It could be something that is life-threatening, and it possibly could cause death. We will see more in the days to come as we continue to follow the study. So interesting is they're doing a big study on food allergies. I think that it's been a bigger culprit than we thought. And matter of fact, that's why so many times if you change someone's diet, no matter if they're a kid or if they're an adult, no matter what they're struggling with high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, depression, no matter what someone is struggling with, if you change someone's diet, no matter if you're a registered dietitian that's been ordered by a physician, or if you're a physician that knows what you're doing with diet, and you change someone's diet radically, you will see a shift in their health. I don't care what their challenge is. You will, if they're making the right kind of changes. And this whole field of medical nutrition therapy, which is really what the dietitians have called their own now, the American Dietetic Association, I'm a big fan of, by the way. It's a great organization. And they've actually really jumped into this medical nutrition therapy. It's covered by insurance. Medicare is covering it now. And it's great. I think it's fantastic. I think that it's much needed. I think the RDs are bringing a strong element to medicine and to healthcare in general. And the reason I'm a big fan of that is because I think it's an area that's been left out. And physicians, for the most part, really don't have the time to go learn that. There's enough to learn in medicine on its own. And trust me, I mean, there is enough to learn. It's a lifelong process. You're never learned in that field. You're always learning. And it's most physicians will tell you that they just don't know. It's just not an area. And that's why they brought in the RDs and really trained them, I think, in a great way. I think there's more to learn. And I think that they're changing their curriculums up quite a bit to especially with the new food. I guess it's not even a pyramid anymore. It's more of a circle. It's a plate that they've come out with, and things are getting a little bit more balanced, a little bit more organized, and it's good. You put good food in, there's still a likelihood of making some junk cells because of genetics, but it goes down substantially. Matter of fact, down to about a third, if that. And they're finding out now that even the American Cancer Society are kicking out statistics that around two-thirds of cancers could be eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle. Now, that is a big quote. That is not me saying that. That is the American Cancer Society, which a lot of people have a respect for. It's a great organization. But the researchers, as they're going through all this, I think they're finding more and more that our environment and our lifestyle play a big role in our overall health. And some of the environmental factors we really can't control, but there's a lot of environmental factors that we can control. And so if we don't, if we're not learning to do that, if we're not learning to make the right choices in our life, then shame on us. Because we have a responsibility to ourselves, to our kids, to creating an environment in the home, to pack lunches for them when they go to school so they're not stuck eating certain lunches and not knowing what kind of ingredients are in there, not knowing what it's been cooked in, all those kind of things. We can't control that as parents. And I think that with diet being as important as it is and our lifestyle choices being as important as they are, we have to go to the next level. So next level health is really where we all need to be going and pushing toward for our kids, for our grandkids, for our own families, and for the generations to come. It's just very, very important. And I'm glad that a lot of the studies like this with food allergies, they're digging in and they're saying, hey, we realize there's an area that we really haven't tapped into that we really need to study more. And they're starting to, and the eyes are being opened, and they're saying there's a little bit more to this. Nutrition, there's more to lifestyle, there's more than what we've been seeing for the last 50 years. And I think that our health will continue to improve. And as healthcare in general is leaning more toward prevention with shifts and changes, as we all know in Obamacare and the new proposals that are out right now, then we're going to see some changes because prevention is going to be an emphasis. And it hasn't been so much in years in the past. But I think in years to come, we are going to see that. And I'm excited for that. It's the area that, of course, I'm interested in the most. And it's what this show, for the most part, is about. It's about empowering people to live a better life. And that's what we want to do. That's what we want to accomplish here. So your health is your greatest wealth. And if your health increases, your lifespan increases, but your quality of life increases, and you can begin thriving instead of just surviving. Right now, we're mostly living in survival mode, many people within their health, and that has to change. And we can change that. We have enough technology. We have enough knowledge to really make these shifts and make these changes, but we have to come together to do that. We have to educate, have the proven evidence-based studies, and then move forward with our healthcare system so that we can really begin to teach what health is all about. Not sick care, but healthcare. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the website, asaandrew.com. Let's go now to John. Hi, John.
Oh, and I'm quickly becoming a fast convert.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, and like I said, I've always been to natural health, but it's nice to see somebody that has a radio show other than internet that's on the ball. Anyway, I had a question. I heard you talking about your ACL injury, and I eat a lot of anti-inflammatory foods, but I have a few structural injuries myself that things like that probably need surgery in the long run, that maybe the diet has been helpful, but I think I might need something for more function. And my question to you is, how do you feel about a couple of different surgical options for, say, these type of injuries? One, say like a torn rotator cuff, mm-hmm, or something like that, instability of the shoulder. And two, maybe a degenerative disc. I played a lot of sports, played a lot of football, and I've also did a lot of hard labor and had a few car accidents here and there. So that's what I'm dealing with, things like a pretty loose shoulder and a probably a damaged disc.
The disc is where? Lower neck? Is that where it's
talking lower about? Back, like lower an back. L4, L5.
Okay. Well, I don't think that surgery is a bad option for either
right.
one of those. I think it needs to be the last option. Because I think
yeah.
There's a lot of better choices you could make first to kind of rule all that out and then make that your last choice. So let's go with the shoulder first. So are you overweight?
No.
You're not. Okay. Are you active? Are you able to go to the gym, work out? Or I don't know. Are you into fitness? Do you run?
Yeah, I'm into fitness. I can do a lot of stuff like that, but I can't really, like, throw a football or play things like tennis, things like circular. It's kind of a very loose shoulder as opposed to I have more range of motion than I did. It's kind of like a shirt tackle back in high school, and it sort of, like, pulled it and made it a little bit too loose. And the
okay.
anterior shoulder.
And it's always been bothering you, right?
Yeah, on and off.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So have you done, do you do weight training at all?
Yeah, I try to, I kind of work around it where I don't really do things like chest things and flies, but I can do more like military presses and stuff.
Okay. Have you done any physical therapy ever?
I have. It's helped, but it's helped marginally.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. I've got a couple of things I want to ask you, and we're going to talk a little bit about your rotator cuff, but also lower back, and what to do in the situation of having a disc that's degenerating and causing you issues. Do you have surgery or not? And also with the shoulder, I think I have some really good options to throw at you when we come back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Going into the break, talking with John. John's been dealing with a couple of issues, just trying to figure out what to do. One is a shoulder that, where the rotator cuff just become a little bit laxed or a little bit loose, and then a little bit of degeneration in the lower back with one of the discs, and just looking at options, what to do. Do you do surgery? Are there more natural methods that you can approach first and foremost before you go that route? And we were just discussing that. So, John, my thought is for a shoulder and for the lower back, first, number one, you always want to look at someone and say, okay, are they overweight? You're not. So that's step one, which is great. And so you've got that battle beat. That's not an issue. And you've been dealing with a loose shoulder for a long period of time. It's kind of bothered you. And there's certain exercises, like in the gym, that you can't do. And there's plenty that you can do. So you just work around it. And you said that you've done physical therapy, and that's where we left off. And so did that help you at all going to PT? Did doing the rotator cuff exercises feel like it strengthened the shoulder up and made it stronger or not?
It helped in the surrounding area of the shoulder, but I still definitely have limitations of things I want to do, like play throw a baseball and stuff like that. And you know, even though things like that still limits me. I can probably live a normal life, but it may need to be structurally corrected. I'm not sure.
Have you gone to an orthopedic? Have they gone in and said, hey, it would be nice to go in and maybe to scope it and go in and clean it out? Have they even mentioned that to you?
That's probably what it is. I think inside, deep down, I'm one of those people, like, because I'm not too familiar with scoping. It's probably, it's definitely better than the old day, but maybe I'm one of those people who's afraid to go under the knife, but maybe that would be probably a good option, because a lot of the arthroscopic surgery stuff is actually pretty darn high tech and pretty good now. Maybe deep down inside me, I just had a little bit of a fear about it.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely new school. It's not old school for sure. I mean, the way that they can go in and look at it. I mean, the MRI of the shoulder, they can take a good picture and they can have a pretty good gauge of what's going on inside and before they ever do that. And they can even, so just know that. I mean, that's one tool that they can use for sure. And they'll do that before they ever decide to go in. The other is the lower back. Let's talk about that for a second, because I'm not a big fan of back surgery unless literally you can't move or to the point where you almost can't move.
Right.
And you're just taking so many pain medications, it's ridiculous. So,
so
where are you with the back? With the back pain, are you at a place where it's that bad or?
What? I can walk. I can still do a lot of things, but I can feel like I can feel it hit my nerve on occasion. It's more or less like something I can deal with. But they said it is at one particular disc is starting to wear.
Who's
to wear.
Part
an orthopedic surgeon or a neurologist or something like that.
Okay.
And they said it's sort of wearing. I always think of myself, geez, am I going to end up having to get a fusion for this one thing? I didn't know if there was any other options, because I always think, well, fusions or discectomies and stuff like that, does the back reject these foreign bodies and stuff like that, So I just didn't know what was out there. I mean, so.
Well, the fusion sometimes, I mean, you just don't hear of a lot of the back surgeries turning out great.
I know.
Some do, and I'm not discounting that, because the surgeons that do the back surgeries are unbelievably skilled. I mean, it's just amazing, and it's not really their fault. It's just it really comes down to the anatomy more than anything. But the other issue, first and foremost, have you done any physical therapy on your back, or have you gone to an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician and gone that route?
I have gone to the chiropractic physician. And it worked marginally. The osteopathic, I haven't tried too much of. And the physical therapy, I will say it does help. So I guess in a sense that with physical therapy, it's something that I have to be more, religious about.
Yeah.
To really, really to stabilize.
I would do that. I mean, this is just my thought. If you're getting some relief, I would consider – you know, physical therapy would definitely be a good thing to consider. If you've gone to the chiropractic physician and that treatment didn't work, let's say you gave it a good solid 2 months, okay, which is a good amount of time. I would say a month and a half at least. If that treatment does not help in that amount of time, it's not going to help, period. And so to string you along for a long period of time is not a good thing to do. Now, physical therapy, for a little bit long period of time, there's validity to that, I think. The osteopathic physician you might want to check out with the DO, it's going to be very similar to chiropractic, so there may not be, in that regard, there may not be a lot of relief. There is there's a really good treatment out called decompression therapy. Very good. And some people, here's the deal. You do about 15 to 20 treatments on it. Some people get amazing results. Some people get marginal results. And again, when you're facing surgery, like back surgery, you want to exhaust every option that you have. And that's really the concept here. And so that's why I want to encourage you. You've done, you know, some treatments with certain physicians, but I would explore all of those before you ever go down the surgery option. So you want to feel like if you ever go to surgery, you want to feel like I have done everything in healthcare known to man that there is, and it didn't work. Here's another issue. A lot of joint pain can be linked to stress. It can be linked to neurotransmitter instabilities. Nutrition plays a big role. Vitamin D plays a big role. So if you've got deficiencies in nutritional deficiencies in the body that blood work has not shown, always get some type of blood analysis done by your physician for nutritional components and make sure you're not deficient, because that can cause and mimic joint-related pains in the body that may not have anything to do with anything. And that could be causing and mimicking a lot of this pain that could be taken care of quite easily. So again, it's about looking at the body as a whole. Don't just focus narrowly on the joints, but look at the body as a whole. And that's the best way to go. Thanks for the call. If it's another hour in the charts, I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.